Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 76, XE Currency. So for today's episode, I thought I'd share a way of getting the latest exchange rate. So let's say you're into finance and getting into finance, or you're going on an international vacation and you just want to get the rated or latest exchange rates, then XE Currency is the place to go. Basically, they let you convert currencies to and from various countries from all around the world. So whether it's a place you know of or maybe even don't know of, the currencies are available for you. You also get things like historical currency values, so you can see if things are going. So as part of your planning, if you want to see how the currency is fluctuating, then you can get the best rates that you think look good, so that way it's in your favor basically when you're getting those exchanges. And you can do things like auto refresh the data. So let's say you're using their app for iOS or Android, then it does allow background data refresh, so every hour, 2 hours, things like that. So if it's important to you, then you can get it, turn it on, or adjust the frequency of the refresh. So if you want to know it, the updates daily, just for your planning, or as soon as possible to get regular updates, then that is an option as well. It does have a manual refresh button, so if you don't really want it to refresh all the time, then you can do it when every time you open the app. That's really all there is to say about that. I find the app or the apps for Android and iOS more useful just because it's easier to view on the go, and then I can keep that list of favorite currencies. So if there's, so let's say for example I like the currencies, or I want to always see the currency exchange rate between the dollar, the US dollar and the euro, then I can keep that as a favorite and I can keep that list maintained, whether it's one currency or multiple currencies, to make sure that I see all the exchange rates that I want to see. They do provide you with a few default currencies, which you can remove as well, so you don't have to stick with those. But it is a good starting point, so you can get used to the app, see the exchange rates, and generally browse around and get yourself started from there. I'll have a link to the website as well as a link to the apps in the app stores. They are free apps and it is a free service. I don't know if there are paid versions or professional versions, but in any case, the app, you can use the service for free to try it out and get more features, or use it as a starting point for your currency exchange needs. But that is really all for this particular episode. So if you have any questions or comments or anything like that about this or past episodes, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. You can find this show and more awesome shows at the Geek.io website at geek-io.com, or you can also fill out our contact page there if you want to get in touch with me that way as well. And in case you guys are looking for the This Working Droid episodes 51 to 75 ebook, it should be published in the next day or two. So you should see it on my Amazon author profile shortly, or keep checking the link or subscribe to the email newsletter so you get that update as soon as possible. I'll be posting it, of course, to the Facebook, Google Plus, or Facebook and Google Plus pages, and also on my Twitter page in case you want to get that update that way as well. But in the next day or two, it's just a matter of publishing it, so it'll be up soon. But that is all for this particular episode, so if you have any questions or comments or want to get in touch with me, just use one of the ways I mentioned earlier. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.